Wait for it. Do I gotta go talk about this episode now? I'm so emotionally dead that I just can't form words. Because script?
Cause you were right.
Yes, I like being right. Being right is awesome. What was I right about? Oh yeah, Discord. Cause!
If he turns evil again after that, God help us all. Yeah, he understands the importance of Fluttershy's friendship and can't cause himself to break it. But he was faking it the whole time and he's still evil. Did you have some sort of emotions, audience?
Psh! Oh my god, baby, I'm so proud! Also, I think there's a purple pony in there. Somewhere, I think. I'm just gonna take a breather and go in order. Twilight's Kingdom. So we start off in the Crystal Empire, where Twilight feels unappreciated. Are you sure I just can't skip this part?
No.
No? Ugh. Work, you stupid TV remote! And Twilight feels unappreciated as a princess. Wait, wasn't she complaining about that before? I guess a decent amount of time has gone by then. We'll go with it. Cue a song, a vision, some exposition by Celestia, a villain. Great job of the episode timing for Twilight. Did you hear the song too, narrator? Bonus points for a callback to the pilot. Now the only problem I see with this story, if Taric got out due to Cerberus not being at the gate... Hold on. Oh... Which causes Celestia to pick Discord.
But I have use for Discord's magic if it can be reformed to serve good instead of evil.
Oh, it's the thing! It's the thing! Discord was formed in Season 3, and It's About Time was in Season 2. Cue some exposition by the main six, and then... No.
For he is a major general!
He is a major general!
And it is a glorious thing to be a major general!
Who writes this anyway? It's just full of stupid pop culture references. Oh, wait. Oh, he's doing the thing. The whole, I'm helping in my own way, but I'm also being the pain in the ass thing. Now, Discord seems like he knows what's going on, or at least has some understanding about how the keys work. Especially shoving that journal in everyone's faces. Makes it seem like he has a history about the tree and all that. But if future events are any indicator... suspicious. Very suspicious. Next season, perhaps? Also...
Oh, and look! It squirts bubbles, too!
Oh, look, Megan's writing him well. Good job, Megan. You get a cookie. Anyway, some detective work and a commercial break later, we find out the keys are keys. What do you know? Now this conversation reminds me of something. Oh yeah, those debates whether Discord's reformation was a good idea at circa Season 3. It's nice that this is getting addressed.
Just between the two of us, it's mostly for Fluttershy.
Megan gets another cookie. I know he'll do the right thing. Wait, babe? What are you doing? What? No?
Discord has betrayed the ponies of Equestria and joined forces with Tirek.
No. No, 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 no.
My Little Pony Friendship is Magic will be right back on The Hub.
Not gonna lie, this 20 minutes was pretty fucking hard. I don't like it. This is where spoilers are friends. Back to the purple one. Oh, it was nice to see that Twilight was starting to warm up to him. And then she gets the big responsibility of carrying all the magics. And you thought she was an overpowered Mary Sue before. And for a second, we got a return of Noodle Discord. Oh, great. And then that scene with Shining Armor and Discord? Wow, I never thought I'd say that. Left me with something fishy to be had on Discord's side, and I could finally breathe. Cut to Twilight learning how to be OP at the expense of the Seven of the Moon. LOL. I also like how Tirek just sends the princesses. Wait, let me change that. To Tartarus! Doesn't have the same ring to it, does it? Oh, I know what's going on. I'm alright now. Also, as a random thought, do these two look familiar? And then it's time for the roundup. Also, that face. The roundup is complete with another reference that I didn't make this time. Oh, whatever.
And her little dragon, too.
And your little dog, too.
Oh no, he made Fluttershy cry! No amount of protection can save you from the angry bronies. Also, that Applejack face. Waiting for that conscience of his to hit. Waiting. I know it's there. And oh shit, that's scary. And then, Tirek comes for her. One treehouse explosion later, and I think we have the most epic of showdowns in MLP history. And then it's the choice that gets me. First off, Discord's verbal realization.
You're the pony who taught me that friendship is magic. I had magic and friendship, and now I don't have either.
The feels, the part of his character, the genuine tone in his voice. He finally learned. For real. Totally gonna ruin it for you.
I love you.
I know.
And then Twilight agrees to give up her magic for her friend due to, I presume, being able to release some deus ex machina afterwards. But it's Discord.
All of my friends.
His voice. That tone. Damn. BRB feels.
Kira tricked me into believing that he could offer me something more valuable than friendship.
Well, maybe you'd be growing up and help clean this up and truly understanding friendship. And that character development. I am dying. Cough, cough. And think about it, it's not Twilight's magic abilities that save the day, it's her friendship and mercy towards Discord. This whole time. Makes through the crowd seem important now, huh, Digi? Ha! I'll shut up. And then we get to the box. Kinda convenient that they get the last key now, and here it comes. That deus ex machina. The thing that irked me is not only the timing of the box, but how does it work exactly? Did Almighty Box just know that there was a threat that needed to be stopped? Did he just want to give Twilight a new house? Does Destiny just like Twilight? I don't know what's happening. In the end, I like how Twilight became the Princess of Friendship instead of the Princess of Magic. Fits better. And then Twilight forgives Discord and lets him join in the group hug, and it's all genuine compared to the last one. And I'm so happy! I think McCarthy just wanted to scope me out for insubordinates last time. And oh my god, my ship gets a hit! Suck it, comics! Cough, cough.
You were right. Again.
I like to think that the whole Discord going crazy trying to mess everything up was because they broke up.
Oh. You'd be a writer.
Look at Moose!
Wait. Oh, look, Moose. Isn't that code for spoiling things?
Now to address some problems that I think people are going to be complaining about. As told by Sean Connery. What? I've got glass.
Number one. Why did Discord turn back to the bad side in the first place?
To be honest, this is the point that gave me the most to think about, but after watching the episode constantly, I've come to the conclusion that Tyrik tricked Discord into friendship with the whole pony errand boy thing. Doesn't help that Tyrik was choking his pride, and you know how big Discord's pride is. In that moment, he felt betrayed and angry, and had this, I'll show them ponies moment. Plus, you know, he's been out of the game for so long, maybe he got a taste, I'll give it that. And you know how selfish he is. As a bonus, it seems like Flutters and maybe Pinky liked him, you know, when she wasn't getting angry. But can you blame him?
Number two. What would happen if Tyrik didn't betray Discord?
Honestly, Discord had doubts the whole time, which you can tell from his facial expressions, or the fact that he withheld information about Twilight. So if Tyrik didn't betray him, I think he would have repented and figured it out eventually. Tyrik versus Discord.
Number three, Discord was forgiven too easily.
That's a valid argument, but why I can buy it is because Discord used the most sincere tone since, you know. So that's why I think his forgiveness is warranted. Sure, he screwed up big time, but the thing is, he wasn't expecting forgiveness. Probably why he was broken inside when he was Bubble Boy again. He freaking gave up. Good thing Twilight's not a bitch, or he would have been screwed.
Number four. So, how does this work with Discord's character again?
Honestly, I think I like the episode so much due to the exploration of Discord's character. I mean, there's some obvious difference when he's evil, making Fluttershy's effect on him all the more transparent. Also, his realization. He really didn't understand what he had. I know it's kind of hard to buy him turning evil again, but it just shows how good Tyrik was at manipulation. He's better at it than Discord. Good villain. Okay, Sean, you can go home now.
Ah, isn't that convenient? That's where your mother is.
Rude. Overall, all the yes. This episode is great because that Discord character development. Also, the story was great. Twilight was great. It was all great. And I just like being right in the sense that Discord, sure, he gets tempted, but he ultimately chooses the right thing, as I predicted. So go watch it. It's awesome. Well played, Hype Master. Well played. Well, I think that's my cue to become an Alicorn Princess now with the secret project, or whatever. See you there.
We'll be right back.
fucking people. Wanted me to do the season finale review before the big project, and I was gonna give you a sneak peek, but... You know what? Fine. Here's like 2 seconds. You've been trolled. Yes, you've probably been told. Don't reply to this guy. He's just trying to get a rise out of you. Yes, it's true. You respond, and that's his cue to start trouble on the double rail. He strokes his manly stubble. You've been trolled. You should probably just fold when the only winning move is not to play. And yet you keep on trying, mindlessly replying. You've been trolled. Have a nice day. I'm just kidding, it is really real, but, you know, I couldn't resist doing that. See you soon, guys.
You fucking people.
What you want me to do with this? Eat it? I threw it on the ground.